realize how very blessed you are. Look around and find some everyday object that you can be grateful for. More from Jody at FamilyMinute.org.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for Car Talk with Brad Dungis, a man who is catching himself coming and going. And you know what? I've never really thought that that term applied till I actually saw you catch yourself as you were coming and going. And that was quite a feat.
Well, thank you.
You got more skills than I thought there, son. Wow. Well, so what's been going on besides?
A little bit busy lately.
A little.
We've had a lot going on out at the dealership. We've been buying cars like we keep talking about. Had a great week this week. We've got just bought a beautiful 2020 Honda Accord, beautiful car, just going to be great. It's still in service. Got a couple Rangers in, brand new Rangers that are on the ground, just landed and haven't been spoken for yet. A couple of F-150s and Explorers. So we're starting to get a little bit of ground stock. It doesn't seem like it's going to stay much, but the pipeline is starting to fill up. People's orders are arriving. We keep doing the custom orders. That's been really a great thing. And, it's just been a really busy time. I don't know what to say. It's been another beautiful Thursday. Here we are on, it's something about our show. We have the great weather, and it's another busy weekend in Bartlesville, too. So.
You know, even last Thursday, Thanksgiving, when we played the one with you and your Uncle Joe, but when we back to the 80th anniversary, it was still sunny. How do you do that?
Funny. We dial up the perfect weather for Thursday mornings. Now, I've just said that, and it's not going to happen next time. I'm sure. But, there is, I mentioned stuff going on today. We're getting ready for the Price Tower annual meeting is tonight.
Yeah.
We've got an annual membership meeting at the Price Tower starting tonight at 5:30. If people may not really realize, the Price Tower is a nonprofit, right? And it's a membership organization. So when you become a member, you elect the board, you elect decide what we do. And we're all about the preservation and celebration of the Price Tower, bringing the building to life, making sure that this great resource for our community stays in our community and is really here for everybody throughout the generations. And so tonight you can come and you can come and vote and put your stamp on the future of the Price Tower. And we'll do some updates. Tiffany and I will update the members on progress this last year and what we see coming in the future, the challenges we're facing. I think people have heard about the struggles of arts organizations during the pandemic and nonprofits in general. It's been a tough time for nonprofits, and we're a little unique in that we have a major building to maintain, and it takes a lot of resources to continually invest in, just keeping the exterior of the building from letting water in and things like that, making sure it stays in great shape. So,
how does a person become a member?
You can go right online, go to PriceTowerArtCenter.org check it out. There, you can right there become a member. Memberships are inexpensive. Mm-hmm. They start at $50. Mm-hmm. They're really a great value, too, because you get invited to special events throughout the year. Tonight's annual meeting is an example of that. But we have member openings for all our gallery exhibits. There's discounts in the restaurants and bars. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of member perks and advantages. And different levels of membership get you different perks, and a lot of them involve experience type stuff in the tower, I think, which is really what people enjoy the ones that they get it is getting in there, being able to have that special chef's dinner in a private area of the tower. That kind of stuff is really cool.
That's kind of cool.
it is great.
Wow.
Lots of tours been going on lately. We've had a whole bunch of tour groups coming through. But anyway, tonight, 5:30, the annual membership meeting for the Price Tower organization. And then tomorrow is Great Futures Luncheon out at the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, it is.
And we'll be out there, too, 11:30 to 1. It's, mm-hmm. This is one of the events I think every year has just become really special to me because of the Youth of the Year announcement.
Uh-huh.
You know, getting to I've announced the last few of them, and as they're, you know, they come up and they give their speech. This is a contest that they work on for quite a while, and they have a real, you know, they have to make a presentation mm-hmm. to a group of people that select the Youth of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And these are members of the board and people from the community. They're, mm-hmm. they're really, you know, really make sure that we're getting the best. And these are the kids that spent a lot of time in the club. Most of them have worked at the club, started out maybe just in a program, but have then really become immersed in club activities. And through that are looking at going on to get scholarships to college and stuff like that. So the Youth of the Year contest leads into a state contest and then a nationwide contest through the Boys and Girls Club. And you get scholarships and all kinds of great exposure to it. And of course, you learn to, you know, to do the public speaking and do the stuff that really is, you know, is we all need to learn to do that, right?
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
It's not a simple thing, and we all those first few times are it's tough, and yeah. But watching these kids go through the years and see what they do and later in life is really wonderful.
Yeah, you love doing that thing.
I do. I really enjoy it, and I like the Boys and Girls Club. You know, since they have the new building now, it's just amazing with the STEM program and all the other activities they can do. But even back when they were in the old building, the basketball fundamentals and stuff like that. I mean, you know, my son Bodie used to play with David Castillo at the basketball fundamentals at the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, who knows what he's going to do?
That guy
is one of the most talented basketball players in the state right now, maybe in a long time.
Yeah.
And he's going to really be something, I think, in a few years here. So you do want to go out, and I heard on the radio this morning people recommending you go see David. I think that I would second that.
Smart
you need
money.
To go check that out.
Smart money.
Now another thing I wanted to talk about today is, you know, we've got this incredible market and strange world going on with supply chain issues and inventory on the ground. And I'll tell you, you know, people are aware their used car values are really at a peak level now. And what I spend a lot of time at auction and looking at, mostly at online auctions anymore, as we've been trying to source cars just to feed the monster. But getting those is harder and harder, and I've been watching things sell for a lot of money. And so we've made a partnership recently with a group called ACV Auctions that we've worked with for a while now, and they have a representative that comes to the dealership every week, and we do what we call live appraisals, where you can actually bring in your vehicle, and we'll make, of course, we do this every day, where we evaluate the cars and do a live appraisal of our own. But this is for a nationwide auction company that's going to then put it up for a nationwide auction that's available to all kinds of dealers and you know, mom and pop little dealers to big franchise dealers all over the country. And I've seen things go for prices that I wouldn't be comfortable putting on them. But so what this gives you is that assurance that you really are getting top dollar for your vehicle. It helps me make sure that I am giving you a really great value and not making a mistake. And anyway, it's a really neat tool. The inspection process is incredible, and you know, we talked about that some on the show through the years, how we've become more, you know, e-commerce. You know, customers are more comfortable buying their cars and researching them online. Used to be, you would come to the lot and spend that time really sitting in the car and kicking tires, as they said. A lot of that tire kicking now goes on online, right? Same thing in the wholesale market, especially since the pandemic. A lot of the live auctions have shut down. And so now I don't have to take any cars to auction. So they have these guys going out to dealers all day, every day, inspecting cars. They put together a really great inspection with pictures of every blemish. They really tell the story on the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the engine. They pull engine codes and all kinds of stuff. It's a It's a really a great evaluation.
Sounds top flight.
So, yeah. And anyway, this is now available to the public. If you want to bring them by, you just need to talk to your sales consultant and then schedule a time for you to bring it by. He's only going to be there once a week for sure. We can have him come for special events, or if there's something special we need to do, we can make that happen. But we'll have him there once a week. Just talk to your to us, one of the sales team, about, I've got something I'd like you to run through the live appraisal process. And I think it's going to be great. We've done a few now, and it's really been fun. And you can watch people bidding on your car.
Wow,
it's really cool.
Oh man, that does sound cool. Where was that when I was trading mine in? That would have been fun. That would have been fun.
This whole world is just evolving all the time now. Yeah. It never ceases to amaze me. We've got great, great stuff coming from Ford right now. Right on the verge of announcing a big e-commerce initiative where you'll be able to actually go entirely through the purchase process for most new Fords online. Fully to getting your financing, trade values, all that, click to purchase, all the way like Amazon.
Ba-boom.
Now, I don't know if everybody will want to do it all that way, but they're going to be able to. And frankly, I see that more and more now. A lot of the people we deliver cars all over the country now, and the people, of course, they haven't seen it if they're in Chicago and we're taking it to them. And we do that every week now. We're shipping cars all over the country. It's a crazy business we're in.
Wow-wee. All the way up to Chicago, huh?
Yeah, Chicago, Oregon, California, Florida, pretty much nationwide at this point. And usually these are specialty vehicles. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of interesting things, traded in. I don't know what it is. I think every dealer kind of does. When they're not exactly right for us, sometimes they're right in another market. Mm-hmm. And the way we market them, they're easy to find. Stuff like a Mini Cooper we recently traded for, a BMW 230i that was actually a German-imported BMW that came over from Germany with a military guy traded it in. And
knew what he was doing.
Cars with different stories that aren't normally on our lot.
True.
It's kind of what we focus on there.
Wow.
News car side, news, lots of good stuff happening. We do, like I said at the beginning of the show, we've had a few Fords arrive and actually starting to build the inventory as we're getting more of the orders in that people pre-ordered. Uh-huh. And then we're starting to be able to build the inventory a little bit. Uh-huh. We've got right now a few things on the ground, even a 2022 Ford Transit Connect wagon. This is really a great deal. It's under $30,000. It's a full-size van. Mm-hmm. great vehicle. We've got all kinds of other things, a couple Ford Rangers, two F-150s, three new Explorers right now, a Lincoln Nautilus. Got to have a Lincoln Navigator that'll be here in the next week or so. Got two Expeditions that'll be here in the next, one this week and one probably next week. I think there's more Explorers on the ground about to hit. We have a GT500 that should be landed in the next couple weeks. We have one that came in a couple weeks ago that we're getting ready. This was pre-sold and getting ready to deliver. And we have another one that should be here that is not spoken for. So take a look at that. Talk to your sales consultant. And you can also you can reserve and custom order your vehicle. I think in today's world, if you're looking around and not finding what you want, you really should come in and sit down with me or one of the sales team and let us put together an order for you. Mm-hmm. We can get exactly what you want that way and really hopefully save you some money and time and frustration of having to look all over the place. So you have to wait a couple weeks for the vehicle to be built, but it really can save
really
you time
worth
and
it,
money.
Yeah.
And, that way you get exactly what you want. No compromise.
I heard a story that you had a customer that came in about the same time as one of the trucks came in. And as they were unloading the truck with the pickup, as the tire was hitting the ground, I'll buy that.
Oh, it's happened multiple times.
Oh, yes. Wow.
We actually, it used to be just a thing.
Yeah.
The transport truck would arrive and the vehicles, and Joe would go out and take the vehicles off and we'd run them through service and do the PDI, pre-delivery inspection, get it all ready to sell and then put it on the lot, right? Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, when the when we see the transport truck arrive, everybody, you know, they start paging each other. It's here. It's here. What is it? You know, all the sales team go out and start calling all their customers. So it's kind of a race to sell the car in a way.
Want to see the new F-150? We got an F-150. It's getting its ground right now. There you go. But that did happen. Wow.
It did, yeah. No kidding on that. I even sometimes I'll get up and go get out of my office and go look at the transport and see what I got here and make sure that, just so I can know. I do have several cars I'm waiting for to get here, too, from my friends.
Oh, my. What a world we're in.
Yeah, it is. But it's a good time and definitely. You know, our team's doing great. We had a great Thanksgiving. This is a great time of year. You know, it's a time I really appreciate the team, the employees at Dungis through all these 8 decades here in Bartlesville. But really back to the very beginning, you know, when my grandfather and his brother first became Ford dealers or started working at the Ford dealership in Tonkawa, that whole thing about the relationship between the dealership and its employees and customers, and so I'm really thankful for that in our community, and I want to say that to all of you that are listening out there. And here we are getting ready to go into Christmas. Green Country Christmas giveaways are happening.
Tickets all over the place, baby.
I hear we may have given out the wrong year's tickets at Dungis. You know, so if we did, come back and get a look at your ticket, and if it has a 2020 date, come back and get one of the new ones.
Oh, goodness sakes. Oh, my. Sorry about that.
Well, we've been doing it so long, we have just tickets everywhere. I don't know. We'll have to go find that suspect rogue ticket giver.
Ooh,
sorry about
that's
that.
A new one.
Is it okay? Well, that's how it goes at Dungis. We're always breaking new territory and out there leading the way.
It could happen to anybody, trust me. Oh my goodness. But Toyota side, how are we doing there?
Toyota's awesome. Toyota's been crazy as Ford, and we've got only a handful on the ground right now. But we do have a full pipeline. I've got virtually all things coming. Brand new Tundras should have in the next week or so. The first one there, they're holding them in Houston, where ours come in from this plant in San Antonio to be transported until they can get one to get everybody in load line, and then they're going to release them and we will be able to sell them.
Wow.
And so that's expected to happen just in the next few days.
Now, these are the Tundras brand new from the
From the ground up. Check it out online. Lots of hot buzz about the truck out there online. You can just Google 2022 Tundra and you'll get all the information. New powertrains, new great fuel economy, great towing, all kinds of infotainment and technology stuff, safety stuff, customization options, all kinds of great stuff.
These are tough trucks.
Yeah, no, and they're going to be hot for a while now. And then, we're lucky to be in the Gulf States region in Toyota, and we're going to have some Tundras here. I think in parts of the country where they're not so truck dominant, they're going to struggle to get them. But I think Gulf States, I heard this week we had a visit from one of the Toyota executives, and he said that Gulf States would get about 26% of the production of Tundras this year, and that's why we want to keep that in our area, so we get plenty of Tundras in Bartlesville.
Got it. Gee, my goodness sakes. But, I see the Dungis stamp on plenty of Tundras that are on the road right now.
Well, that's true. I had a couple people recently send me pictures of Dungis stamps from faraway places like Michigan, and a dealer friend in Michigan sent me a picture of one he saw just a few miles from his dealership, so he said
wow.
I was encroaching on his territory. That was good.
Well, every time we traveled, that is something that it's like, did I just see that? Yeah, you did. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. So, well, come check us out. There's other, we've got great specials right now. I did reprice some cars today. I did a couple of used Lincolns. I lowered the price on, there's three used Lincolns on the ground right now, certified MKC, MKZ, and MKX. I lowered the price on all three $1,000 just a little while ago. What else did we do this morning? We've got a great deal on a super. It's a black 2019 Super Duty. It is. It's been performance modified, is what I'll say. It had chip delete and some other modifications on the emission system and other things. Those guys who like those trucks know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
This is a really hot diesel 4x4. It's lifted, custom wheels, black, beautiful truck. It's not really inexpensive, but
it's big.
It's big and bold and
you know what they say. You know what they say around here about those big old trucks. Higher the truck, closer to God.
We got that. We got a great deal on that. It's thousands below retail, and you know this auction stuff we were talking about really helps us price too. You know, because I can go in and I can see what things are going for, and it you know we really take pride in putting real prices on our cars online and not playing games. I've heard this week again about people selling cars, letting people reserve 2022 Tundras, but paying above sticker price. We're not playing that game. We've not been doing any of that. And, you know, we still do our simple price and do it every day. We price things on the market and really want to make sure everybody gets a great deal and that you want to buy from us again.
How are we doing in service? I know you guys are busy.
And it has been busy. That service and the body shop in particular is very backed up right now. And I hear that's across the board and across all the body shops around.
Folks are meeting by accident.
I guess that's possible, or maybe we're just moving around so much more. But anyway, that is having services been busy. So great service specials. We've been getting a lot of people coming in on our websites. You can go click the service special tab and see what we've got going on every month. There's a lot of great deals out there in service, and it's simple to schedule your appointment. You can just go online, put your information in, pick your time, and we'll be ready for you to drop off your vehicle when you come in.
That easy.
It's simple. Everything's simple.
Simple. Yeah, I like
Keep
that.
It simple at Dungis.
You know, something that sounds like a slogan I've heard once.
Yeah. Well, we have non-commissioned sales associates that are really proud of that.
And they keep it simple.
They keep it simple. There's none of this pressure to buy something. No. You know, dropping you like a hot potato if you don't want to buy it the way they want. We treat everybody with respect and you know, just like we would want to be treated with loyalty and friend, like a friend of ours. And that's what we do.
And, you know, when you go to the Dungis family of autos, one thing that I like is that, you know, you may come in thinking that you want something else, but something may catch your eye. That one person that you've been working with, they're not going to hand you off to someone else.
No, they'll show you all the vehicles across all our brands. Yeah. You know, we work as a team too. So I mean, we're going to help. You know, everybody gets involved in your purchase. So, you know, a lot of times I'm out there evaluating the trade or helping get vehicles ready and moving them around. So it's a big team effort, and we really. Focus on our customers and want to make it a great experience. You know, that's really what we talk about every day with the sales team is that experience, that what we can do to make it more fun buying a car and more simple for our customers and seamless and save them time.
You know, one of the big time savers is that when you let your fingers do the tapping on the keyboard before you even go in, if you take a look at something that really catches your eye or your interest online, and next thing you know, you're just about wrapped up by the time you come in.
Well, you can do just about everything. Get the trade information. Like I mentioned, we're perfectly capable now of evaluating a trade from afar. Now, of course, I'm going to want to eventually take a look at it and confirm everything. But you know, you can do pretty good from afar. And, you know, we may have to give you a range, but we'll dial it in when you get there.
Yeah.
Do your credit decision. You can find out your payment. You can decide how much to put down. You can play around with leases. There's some great lease programs out there right now. Toyota has some incredible lease payments on 39, actually a special 39-month 6-month lease, so a little longer term than a lot leases are a lot of times, just 24 or 36 months. Mm-hmm. But this is 39 months, and it's a what that extended term does is really keep it a really low payment. So some of them under $200 a month for a brand new vehicle. Really great deals.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, man, you
check all that out online at DungesChoice.com or come on in. You know, sometimes with the inventory so lean, it's better just to come on in and talk to us and let's talk about what you're looking for. We can custom order it for you or go find it.
And sometimes there are things that are in the pipeline that are coming pretty soon.
Yeah, no.
You know, like the Lightning and the Maverick and things like that.
Yeah, no.
You know, if you,
Bronco,
you
Lightning, Maverick. You know, we've got the brand new Tundra. We've got Sequoia next year from Toyota.
That's right,
we're
going
to have all kinds of great stuff. I think, you know, a car we've only talked about a few times on the show, the Corolla Cross.
Yeah, should that's going to be something. Hot.
I think it is. You know, the Toyota exec that was here this week, he mentioned that he thought that eventually it would be first of all, they can build the Corolla Cross in the plant where they build the Corolla. So
that's easy.
They can kind of flex it back and forth. And he thinks eventually they'll build maybe more Corolla Crosses than Corollas, which is surprising to me because Corolla's been the best-selling vehicle for so long.
Do they have that in a hybrid model, do you know?
Not yet on the Corolla Cross.
Not yet.
No,
not yet.
But I expect that to happen. Yeah. And the hybrid is across the board on most everything, but not yet on Corolla Cross. But we do, of course, we just got it.
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
And there's a lot of great stuff coming next year and all the brands. And, you know, so just got to be patient right now come on in. Let us help you find that perfect vehicle.
Yeah, well, you said Lincoln.
I kind of
got a look now, Brad.
Sorry. I must say, I
might have to swipe one from you there. You know?
I did this. There's a pattern that's developed this year where it's kind of a joke around the dealership that I don't get to drive cars for very long. One of the perks of being the dealer is I get to drive a demonstrator.
Sure.
But it keeps selling out from under me. And so I'm now driving my 1988 Mercure XR4 Ti just so I don't have to change cars. And now this, we had, I was, I, it's kind of a, it, it's a mixed blessing. I certainly did want to sell the car, but it would have been nice to keep driving that Navigator.
Well, you know, you got,
if he's listening, he knows who
yeah,
who,
he okay, knows
who
okay.
He is.
Well, they got a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm making a joke.
I know you are.
It's good. It's
all good.
I think we've gotten out of cars probably 20 times this year, something like that.
Oh, so yeah.
And we probably set a record.
Somebody will say, have you seen Brad? I haven't seen his car.
He's out there switching
cars. There you go. You haven't seen
which car is he driving?
Yeah, there you go. He won't know until he gets out. But tell everybody where you are.
We are out on Highway 75, just south of the U.S. 60 interchange, Nowata Road, right next to the Quick Trip, the big Ford Oval and the Toyota monolith out there.
Great. You got the road fixed in front of you yet?
Not, I wouldn't say that yet, no.
I'm
still doing an escape out the back most of the time unless I see an opening out front. And I will warn you, if you haven't been out there lately, that it does seem like when the traffic picks up, the northbound traffic is backs up more than the southbound traffic.
Yeah, it does, because people are coming here instead of leaving.
Yes, but we have a good vantage point there to see what's happening, and they are making great progress. It's going to be great. It won't be much longer. It's clear. So.
Does that have any bearing on why the body shop's so busy?
I would think so.
Okay,
yes.
Just
I would think so. You know.
Just move it over there.
All the construction for sure. Yeah.
Oh
so
man.
So if you're looking for us, check us out online at DungesChoice.com. You can get to all the different brand websites there. Or give us a call at 918-333-0900. And our friendly team is there to help you every day.
By golly, they are.
And of course. Yeah.
Do they ever go home?
Well, yes.
Yeah,
we do get to go home. But.
Well, I see somebody popping up on the computer. I'm thinking that one drew the short straw.
Some of it goes on all day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the chat is there all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
If you really need something, let us know.
Okay, very good. But anyway, that's looking great. And, of course, we're getting ready to end the year great. And looking forward to 2020.
Strong finish to the year. Great Christmas season. Price Tower Art Center annual meeting tonight.
Right.
Great Futures luncheon tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Club, 11:30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Go support both those organizations. And some news, Toyota is going to match our most recent donation to both those organizations. So kind of a Christmas gift to Bartlesville, Price Tower Arts Center, and Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. Toyota is going to make a gift to both organizations.
Well, hot dog, that's great.
Yeah, we're real proud of them. They're a great partner.
Take care, Brad.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. And we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.